Greetings from California, everyone. It's a pleasure to be able to participate. Enjoyed very much Andrew and Etienne and Tim's comments. I'll talk a little bit today about CalPERS' integration of ESG principles into our investment process and into the real estate asset class specifically. In 2006, CalPERS became a signatory to the UN Principles on Responsible Investment, and ever since that time, CalPERS has been working to integrate those principles into and across our investment process. And last year, we initiated a cross-asset class project to integrate ESG across our asset classes, including real estate. One of the things we did was we hired a consultant. In this case, it was Mercer Consulting. And we decided to reach out to our colleagues globally with a survey and a meeting. And the participants in the survey were pension funds from the Netherlands, from Sweden, Australia, Canada, UK, Singapore, Norway, among others, and a report was drafted, and a meeting was held in San Francisco discussing the results of that survey. In addition, Mercer has drafted a rather large consultant report called Climate Change and Strategic Asset Allocation. There is a public section of that report which is available at mercer.com/climate change. In that report, there is a section on real estate, and part one of the primary takeaways of the Mercer report and the CalPERS work is the report analyzes the extent of the impact of climate change on institutional investment portfolios and identifies a series of steps for institutional managers to consider, including allocation to climate-sensitive assets and an adoption of an early warning risk management system for investing in this new climate change aware world. I'm not going to go into the details of that report as it's available online, but thought that I would talk to this group about our very specific efforts, some long-term, some nascent, in integrating ESG. Next slide, Ali. So, in general, across asset classes for E, we are looking at low carbon energy efficiency and clean technology investments. Under S is a human rights labor standard diversity, and we look upon that as gender and ethnic diversity, as well as responsible contracting, which is a labor program I'll talk about a little bit more. And governance, we're looking very strongly at alignment of interests, accountability, and transparency. And that translates into real estate as an energy efficiency goal, our urban investment strategy, our labor strategy, and a REIT development is our rent-regulated housing strategy. Next slide. In 2004, I'll do this quickly, this is a little bit of old news, the CalPERS board adopted an energy efficiency initiative. 2004, in environmental years, seems like a long time ago. In 2004, there wasn't broad adoption in the United States that this was an important goal. Over the course of this five-year program, and which is to incentivize our investment managers to reduce the energy usage and the assets in their portfolio by 20% over a five-year period, in about 2007, everybody got on board and understood, okay, we get it, and the environment's important. Next slide. Last year, we reported to the board that we not only met our 20% energy reduction goal, we exceeded that 20% energy reduction goal, and that was done largely by low-cost and no-cost operational strategies, not unlike what we have seen in our last presentation, to achieve that energy efficiency goal. Next slide. In addition to trying to drive energy reduction, CalPERS has worked with our managers on waste management, water conservation, stormwater and flooding issues, and the results have been, I would say the most important result has been that our board, our staff, and our investment managers all are very clear that sustainability is simply good business practice. Next slide. The S in that ESG is something that CalPERS has been working on for some time. There is a urban investment strategy in the real estate unit. While it is a California-focused strategy, it is a fully national investment program. Investments are transit-oriented, what here is commonly called smart growth. It also includes, in our vernacular, low-income housing. I think in other places it might be called social housing. These are public-private partnerships where entitlement risks are mitigated and where often there is some additional funding to assist with below-market rental strategies. Next slide. So the program was started in 1992. We have a lot of history with this program. Over the course of the year, CalPERS has committed now almost $6 billion in investment capital in urban spaces in California. This program started when private capital really wasn't flowing to urban spaces. Now private capital is really flowing into these urban spaces. And it's not entirely clear to me whether this is a key focus for California or for CalPERS investment going forward, but we have a robust portfolio of transit-oriented, non-car or less car usage assets in key urban markets across the United States. Next slide. While the program is clearly focused on a return on investment, there are ancillary benefits associated with the program, and these are some of them, highlighting, to my mind, the creation of affordable housing units in what have become otherwise non-affordable markets, workforce housing units and jobs and redevelopment. Next slide. For CalPERS also includes a responsible contractor policy. This policy has been with CalPERS since the mid-1980s. This policy says fundamentally that we don't want the investment return of CalPERS real estate unit to be based on poorly paid labor. So this policy says that all of our assets shall be built by and shall be managed by labor which is paid fairly and benefited fairly based on local market conditions. Next slide. This responsible contractor program has grown over time, has morphed over time, and we are in the process of trying out a neutrality trial program. This is not a program that says one must use union labor. It is a fair wages and benefits policy. Next slide. We are trying out something new, which is to understand the impact, if any, of requiring our investment managers and their contractors and their subcontractors to remain neutral in the face of a union organizing effort. And to remain neutral means that our managers and their contractors and subcontractors and CalPERS cannot take any action or make any statement that would directly imply support for or opposition to the selection of employees of a collective bargaining agent, which is sign language for a labor union. We are almost a year into this trial neutrality program. As you can imagine, our investment managers thought, boy, this is going to have a tremendous impact and tremendous risk to our investment strategies with CalPERS, largely because of market conditions where there is not a lot of development going on and not a lot of, frankly, new investment. We have not seen a lot of impact to date, but we will continue to report out to folks how this trial program goes. Next slide. I'll go quickly through this. This is not an overall governance strategy. This is an anecdote of what CalPERS is running into in terms of good governance. We had, over the past 2 years, issues raised where our investment managers were investing in strategies that would reduce the number of workforce and low-income housing units. And remove tenants from low-income housing. And these were well-publicized outcomes. These were not good financial outcomes for CalPERS, and they were certainly outcomes that had impact on local tenant populations. We very aggressively changed our policies and made sure that all of our managers understood these were not acceptable investment strategies. Next slide. Next slide.
Sorry, Laurie. Interrupt there to say that please, unless you are Laurie, unless you're speaking, can you mute your line? And we're getting a bit of disturbance here in the background.
And I'm just about to wrap this up. So next steps are that we have commenced discussion on an initiative to measure and mark and track all of our operational practices, and working on placing more capital in urban markets and more interesting, hopefully non-fuel-intensive assets, and working with internal and external staff and consultants on moving our labor agenda forward. And that's CalPERS ESG integration process today.